Listen, you bunch of hot dogs.
Welcome everyone to Skidmark Central, the best NASCAR podcast in the multiverse. With me as always, I have Andy.
Hello.
And I'm of course Dak. Andy, who are we sponsored by today?
Today we're sponsored by Winning the War. Hendrick did it.
Heck yeah. 1-2-3 finish. What more could you want? Twice almost.
Probably a 1-2-3-4 finish.
Yeah, they did that already. That'd be too much to ask for.
True.
Either way, Martinsville happened. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty short track. Special day for Hendrick. They had a bunch of people there. All their cars were red.
Yes, ruby red, to be specific.
And they ran pretty well. So
very well, some would say.
Some would say. And they started off even better with Kyle Larson on pole, leading him to green. I think everybody was pretty high up there from qualifying too. I think the lowest was Bowman, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was. Well, let's just start it off here. They get going with Bubba Wallace in second, who was pretty fast. He was like the fourth Hendrick boy, even though he's not a Hendrick boy.
Not even Toyota, or not even Chevy.
Not even Chevy, but it was red, slightly different color. For Mickey D's, but he had a good day. He was starting second, and did well for stage number one. If I'm being honest,
you could be honest here.
Be honest. So stage one was pretty much Larson going around in circles for about 5 years leading. But Mr. Bubba Wallace was right on his tail the whole time. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so he got right up to him right at the end of stage one, but too little too late, some would say.
I think everybody would say that because he didn't get the stage one victory, finished second, still good. Honestly, I was impressed. Still good finish for him, and Larson with another stage victory. Everybody would pit. I don't know how many people were lapped down at that point, but at least one person was a lap down. I don't know who. And Ryan Blaney has to pit a second time for some reason.
He didn't get his adjustments in because his car was hot trash in the first stage.
It was hot trash.
They were going to do a wedge adjustment, but didn't get the wrench in time.
Yeah, and then so, I was on his fantasy team. Come on, dude.
Oh, don't worry. He came around by the end of the day.
No.
No stage points.
No stage points. We restart this time with Joey Logano out there doing his darndest. But Kyle Larson. Was up there in second. They would so this stage Larson didn't just run away with it. You had some other people leading some laps. Mm-hmm. And also notably Christopher Bell. Decided that he didn't need
front right tire anymore.
Front right tire. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So they actually didn't call a caution for him because I believe he made it back to pit road, and then they're just like,
I thought they called a caution for his wheel nut was sitting in the track.
I think that's what they said. I remember in the broadcast they're like, we think it's for Christopher Bell, but they actually don't give cautions to people if it's debris.
Yeah. Because I know they did a good job of not showing anything.
They didn't show anything.
But I read that speculation was since Bell didn't have a wheel nut.
It had to be out there.
A wheel nut on the track somewhere.
Who knows? Either way, caution presumably for Christopher Bell.
Help him out.
To help that bad boy out. and we redo the restart, this time with Joey Logano and Bubba Wallace on the inside, since Larson had lost some spots in the first restart. And they get going again. Joey Logano gets out to a nice lead with Bubba and Denny following him. Denny would decide he wanted to lead the race and eventually pass Bubba and Joey for the lead. Joey would kind of fade a little bit.
Yeah, because he took two tires.
Yep.
On that first pit stop. And it lasted him quite a while. But yeah, it was with about 15 to go in the stage. It was 10 to go in the stage. Hamlin passed Logano, and that kind of opened the floodgates. And Logano fell back fast. I think he finished fifth in the stage? Question mark?
I'd believe it.
One, two, three, four, five. Yep, fifth in the stage.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, but damn.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, Denny Hamlin wins the stage. Everybody comes down, everybody being the leaders, get their stops under caution here. Daniel Suarez caught for speeding. Unfortunate timing for that one. But you have Blaney, Gibbs, and Suarez, at the time, thought he was being slick, taking two tires, but then his idea went out the window pretty fast. But the Hamlin still wins the race off pit road with Chase Elliott making some noise this weekend, starting second on the outside.
He got me scared.
He got you scared.
That was going to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Elliott did get the lead coming off the restart, mm-hmm. beat Hamlin off the line. But we get a quick caution with Christopher Bell continuing his no good day, spins off turn four. Yeah, like I said, brings out the caution.
I was also had him for fantasy.
Ouch.
Not good.
But I had him for fantasy, but he was in the garage. He was.
I should have kept him there where he belonged. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do next year?
Yeah. And then we had a couple guys in the back pit. Most notably, Truex pitted from 12th. And then a couple other guys that had taken two tires on the last pit stop pit just to take four, since their advantage is all but gone now. So Chase Elliott restarts with Hamlin on his outside. And he does keep the lead from Hamlin, but Hamlin is stalking. Once Elliott hit lap traffic, he kind of slowed up a bit because he was really only good on the bottom line. And Hamlin was just good everywhere. So Hamlin kind of made quick work of Elliott using a lap car as a pick. And yeah, he continues. It was kind of a 10 or so lap battle of, yeah, Hamlin visibly faster than Elliott, but just trying to use picks from lap cars in the right spot to get past them. But then, with about 100 laps to go, we start getting pit stops. William Byron, short pits. Pits from fifth. And a lap later, most of the other front runners start coming the Hendrick guys kind of coming down first. And then a lap later, you get Hamlin. And just with that one lap in Byron's three laps, Elliott passes Hamlin for his lead, but Byron cruising. A couple laps later, he catches Hamlin, passes him for second, and then a few more laps after that, with about 70 to go, Byron takes the lead from Chase Elliott. So nice. We get our front three runners being all Hendrick, and most notably said on the broadcast that the team has not finished 1-2-3 at Martinsville ever.
Nobody has.
Pretty good chance of this happening today. And you kind of saw with Hamlin, it seemed like what happened to Larson last week on the last green flag run happened to him, where I don't know if his car just didn't do well on super long green flag runs that involved pit stops, or he just had an unlucky set of tires that just didn't take to his car the same as the tires before.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of saw him fade and not really be able to slice through the field as fast as he did earlier in the race. So, yeah, he was kind of mired back in fourth place pretty much that whole last run. And, yeah, and couldn't make much happen. But with one lap to go, Byron looking like he's cruising to a victory. John Hunter-Nemechek and his team blow right front brake rotor, which in turn blows the tire and goes straight into the wall and brings out a caution. There is like Byron, I think, was on the backstretch, like getting ready to take the.
Yeah, he was almost there.
Yeah. And he had like just passed him to put him a lap down, too. So that was like, I don't want to say good timing, obviously, because he wanted to take the white flag, but lucky he didn't try and pass him, and Nemechek blew a tire and smashed him into the wall as well. Because that's definitely happened before. So everyone, including Jeff Gordon, visibly upset. They had a lot of eyes on Jeff Gordon and his nerdy vest. I don't know why.
Rick Hendrick vest.
Yeah, he's like Rick Hendrick Jr. or something with that vest.
Yeah. He's cosplaying as Rick Hendrick. He's got to take up the arms. That's his job now.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what you do.
You start dressing like someone if you want their job.
Dress for the job you want, man.
Uh-huh. Like, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
He needs to whatever gain a little
boss
weight.
Is wearing, wear that.
He needs to gain some weight, too, so he can wear the same pant size. But he'll get there one day, don't you worry.
He's on his way.
He's well on his way. But, yeah, we get a green-white checker. And, yeah, it's kind of... yeah, a very strange spot because, like Logano earlier in the race, obviously made two tires work and kind of be able to hold people off. And then, but with it also only being two laps left, I guess, by the time they get the green, is any amount of tires going to really have time to help? And so you had a lot of chatter on the radio of whether to come in or out. And pretty much everybody stayed out except Hamlin, who kind of screwed himself and screwed me as well. Stinking Haas getting top 10s. But so he was just told to do the opposite of Hendrick. Hendrick stayed out. So he went in, lost a bunch of position on the track. And not much time to make it up because not many people pitted. Because usually once you get the first person to duck down, you get everyone else ducking down.
Right.
Just because it's like, well,
might as well go.
Might as well. But yeah, he went down and then it was maybe it started pitting like outside the top 10. Like everyone passed him. So Yeah, that was kind of unfortunate for him, not being able to drag that many people down pit road. But yeah, we get restarted for overtime with Byron on the inside, Elliott on the outside. And Elliott puts up a little bit of a fight, but in the end, Byron gets the advantage, gets the win. And Larson passes Elliott too. It ends up second with Elliott third. So like we had mentioned earlier, Martinsville with its first ever 1-2-3 finish by a single team.
Pretty wild.
And to round out the top 10 here, we got Bubba Wallace continuing his good run that he had started with, finished fourth with Ryan Blaney, finishing fifth after a very rough start to the day. So he continued to fight and make changes and ended up with a nice top five finish. This teammate, Logano, right behind him, then Reddick and Bowman. So top 10s all around for Hendrick. So that was a good day for them. And then
Priest and
Briscoe.
There you go. Two more top 10s.
I know. Then Hamlin can't make it back up.
How many top 10s does Haas have now? Like 80?
I want to say they have 4 or 5.
I think they have 6.
Really?
I think so.
All right. I'll look at the... Let's see here. What are the standings?
It's over.
Briscoe, 3. Barry with none. Reese with 1.
There we go. Gregson has...
So they have 5.
There we go.
Oh, Gregson has 2 of 6.
Yep. There we go. I knew it. I knew Gregson was getting there. Well,
until they sell all the charters,
it's all but over. You better hope they sell the team before they get to 10 wins or 10 top 10s.
I was going to say they're definitely going to sell the team before they get to 10 wins.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens. Unless they steal all Hendrick's cars. Scandalous. Yeah, that's funny. How'd you do in fantasy?
Made up for that travesty in Haas performance with a good old butt whooping on you in fantasy.
I got second place. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I think I got, it's like 220 points or something like that.
It's a lot of points.
That's good. It was a lot of points, and you did not get 220 points.
That's, yeah, it's fine. We'll get them next year. I have a new strategy, and that's put everybody who got a top 5 in your lineup for next week. I have Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, William Byron, Chase Elliott. I actually put Alex Bowman in there too for some reason. And then Denny Hamlin in the garage. Then I have Larson over Byron, Suarez over B-Rad, Tyler Reddick over Bubba, and Chase Elliott over Blaney.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. Everyone who finished good at Martinsville, a very short track, you probably do good at intermediate Texas track.
Maybe.
If we're lucky.
I think they got it. I'm not worried about it.
All right. So my lineup, I've got Larson. I got Mr. Intermediate himself, MTJ, Willie B, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, and then the garage, Tyler Reddick. And for my matchups, I've got Larson over Byron, BK over Suarez, Reddick over Wallace, and Blaney over Elliott.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. All right. Yeah, so like I said, headed to Texas on Sunday. That'll be a nice one.
It'll not be really, something.
Though. Texas is kind of lame.
Texas is a bad race. I don't know where
we're. I like it on iRacing. Well, I don't like it on iRacing. It's tolerable on iRacing.
It's fine. You can actually race there, yeah. Which is good. You don't have to worry about one corner pretty much.
yeah.
Depending on what car you have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll deal with Texas this week. I'm sure it'll be fine. People are saying this race was bad. Kinda.
I think it wasn't terrible.
All right.
Like it was.
You heard it here first.
It was, yeah. Martinsville, not terrible. It was kind of strange with the how the tires essentially like left a track instead of like evenly rubbering it up. So they put essentially a speed hump in the middle of the grooves that people wanted, so they like couldn't ride on the bottom once it got rubbered up. Which I don't know. Tires are just doing whatever they want this year randomly. And I'm
here for it.
Yeah, I guess. It's something. At least there was wear. And it wasn't wear. Like the spring. Ooh. Can't. And that what was I gonna say? Oh, it wasn't like, was it 2 years ago at Martinsville where it was super cold and no rubber got laid down and it was just a train the entire race?
I remember that. Yeah, that was worse. That doesn't mean this race was good, though.
No, not at all. It just means it was better than that.
Fair.
But, yeah, that. I guess a question for you. Would you rather them fix it by them putting more horsepower back in the car so they can kind of race a little more that way? Or would you rather them keep the car as is and just give them like brickyard tires and have them just manage
tires? I think you do both. Give them softer tires and more horsepower.
Have them pit every 10 laps.
Boom. That's all you need. Don't spin your tires and you're good, man. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot more tricky.
If you had to choose one, what would you?
Only both.
Both are dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both do different things. Tires will just make it more strategic with how they have to go about the race. And you might get more passing as people fall off differently. Where I think is more horsepower will make it so you just have to be, I don't know, a little more. It would make managing tires, even if they're the same tires, different. It would also just make the, like racing the tracks different. Maybe not as much at Martinsville because you're doing heavy braking in every corner anyway. But definitely at other places, let's say Phoenix or, like kind of the not quite intermediate tracks, but the the almost intermediate tracks. Even like Richmond, Phoenix, what else? Other places, Iowa. Mm-hmm. I feel like you'd get a little better racing because you'd have to have a little harder braking going into the corners, and anytime you have that, you have just better opportunity for passing and in racing. So yeah. I don't know. Either or, do something. Because it's obvious something that needs to happen here. Mm-hmm.
But it's like every week drivers are complaining, and especially with them, I don't want to say screwing up, but we'll say quote unquote screwed up at Bristol and had extreme tire wear, and people or the drivers kind of took a liking to that. So instead of them all clamoring for more horsepower, they're now kind of split. And like some still want more horsepower. Others are like, well, if you're not going to give us more horsepower, just make all the tires like Bristol's tires and make us like kind of pick and choose. Do we burn them up as fast as we can and put down some burners, but have to pit more, or just kind of manage the tires throughout the whole race?
Yeah.
Like quote from Joey Logano. This is the first post I see on Reddit here. So Logano implores NASCAR to make changes to the tire to improve short track races. Quote, do something and do it now. Hurry up, do it now, try it, unquote.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, you might as well. Like, it's not, can't get that much worse.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it.
Mm.
All right. What else we got?
I saw that the next NASCAR game is going to be pretty good.
Says who? I think we only got a screenshot.
Oh, it's going to be
good. Who said it's going to be good?
Everyone.
People are just high on it because it's iRacing making it.
Yeah.
But I honestly, I'm not really counting on it being that good.
I'm not either. They've said it's going to be good for a while.
Oh, it's going to be good. I feel the only thing it's got going for it is the iRacing name. But they haven't made a console game in years, and I could see them, like, honestly. I don't think it'll be as bad as... I guess I will say it's probably going to be better than the games that were put out. Like, some of the games that were put out, like, just straight up didn't have, like, being able to, like, look behind you and, like, a bunch of silly stuff like that. And, like, track maps and, like, other things. And I feel like they will at least do that. Mm-hmm. But it's also, like, their first time making a console game and whatever, however long. So, like, it could just be not that good. But, I don't know. Hopefully it's good. I think I saw they put out a screenshot. Has there been anything else, or is that what everybody's reacting about?
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's reacting about.
It's not even showing anything. It's like the inside of a garage.
It's showing something.
What is it called? NASCAR 25?
Yeah.
I saw like a 10-minute video like analyzing. I'm like, what do you... Why?
Like, why did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I just saw like somebody put up concept art for NASCAR, and it's like, what are you possibly gleaming from this screenshot of basically nothing? It's like the inside of a garage. Where is this? I'm trying to find the image. I can only find it on videos now. I just googled like,
yeah, that's what I'm seeing too.
It wasn't a tweet. I just want to see the screenshot without clicking on this video. But it's basically a screenshot of the inside of a garage. And honestly, it doesn't look that good. Like if I'm being like straight up honest, like it looks like 2002 graphics. Maybe not that. But I'm just not that... Like, one, it doesn't show anything. Two, it's like, it doesn't look that great. So, what do we care? I think what people do say, are those, like, different kinds of cars? So, you're going to at least, like, almost for sure have, like, a kind of progression system of through the series, which is good.
Maybe we could do our 10-minute video, too.
But other than that, it's like, I don't, like, who cares? Like, when does it say it's coming out?
And 25, I don't know.
NASCAR 25 release. They probably don't have a release date yet. Mm-mm. Ball. All right. I don't know. I'm interested. I want to see what they're going to do with it, but I just don't have high hopes that it's going to be anything like groundbreaking. But I mean, as long as they have like basic features, hopefully it seems like the physics should be pretty good since they do iRacing. And I don't know. I just want to be able to do a quick 500, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I don't know. Interesting. What?
I didn't realize it, but, the Fox broadcast during the whole Xfinity race kept saying dude wipes wrong, like typing it. It was dupe wipes.
Wow. Okay.
That's funny. That's a good way to never get a sponsor back again.
True.
Do you think Haas is actually going to sell their some of their charters?
I think so.
What drivers do you think they're going to get rid of?
Everyone.
And who would even buy the charters? Well, yes, everyone. But
Noah Gregson and Who's doing worse?
I think Priest.
Priest, probably, yeah. No. Yeah. Probably Noah Gregson and Priest, unless something turns around. I bet they'll just look at whoever did worse at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Briscoe's been, like, okay. Like, I don't think you can fault him.
Yeah, I mean, Briscoe's proven. If he has a good car, he's going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Barry has shown enough potential with what he did last year and then also last year in the Xfinity race. Or in Xfinity series.
I don't know. They kind of like Priest, I thought, though.
Yeah, Stewart likes Priest, but he's so bad.
We'll see. He got a top 10, man. He finished up top in the last race.
Cool. I'll keep him an eye out for the next time I see him in the top 10.
All right, we'll see. Oh, it's dark out.
Who do you think is going to buy him?
Who's going to buy him? And somebody. I don't know. Yeah. You could have... Maybe Hamlin wants another charter. Maybe another series does.
Roush would...
Somebody will buy him.
Would start to expand again, or do you think they're happy at two?
I could see that. Could be fun.
Could be fun.
Hendrick just buys one to rent one out to other people. I don't know.
True. Investment.
Yeah. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Free real estate.
All right.
Yeah, anything else?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll call it good. Watch Texas. It'll be okay. No Formula One race. The Pistons aren't in the playoffs. And
I tore up my slip.
Wow, now they're going to get there. Somehow.
They're going to make the playoffs, get their wins.
Man, that was sad. Yeah, watch it. Watch it right now.
Okay.
Right. We'll see you people next week.
Bye-bye.